The next suggestion by Dr. Sharon Ormais, MD, is patient Simon Krischer, K-R-I-S-C-H-E-R. This is a tremble stress echocardiogram, CardiCare Associates letterhead file, Strecko space Krischer space S, tremble stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 11-21-22, referring physician, Subhadra Karen Anathy, MD, performing physician, Sharon Ormais, MD, neuropathological complication, 61-year-old male, with history of rheumatic mitral stenosis and hypertension, for a stress test on medication. Parentheses. Lasix 20 milligrams, Procardiac Cell 60 milligrams, and Hydralazine 50 milligrams. TID, close parentheses, period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common J-point elevation, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, 67 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremor exercise stress tests utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 8 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 141, parentheses, 99% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 148 over 70, with a peak heart rate, blood pressure proactive 20868, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. He experienced dyspnea during stress. Stress was terminated due to dyspnea and fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau of peak stress consistent with effective blunting of his blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response, had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure 110 over 65 and heart rate of 93 at the end of the recovery period. There were isolated VPCs in early recovery, but there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiograph interpretation. Patient underwent tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Paroxysmal long axis, paroxysmal short axis, apical four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiograph portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period, but experienced significant dyspnea with stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. 4. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress consistent with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, findings potentially related to a element of conduction disease. 5, there were isolated VPCs at peak stress at the patient attaining his functional capacity. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiograph portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 89% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. significant augmentation while one should exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon or Mesa, MD.